Monday morning, time to go beyond the playbook. Joining us, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, the Bills left Cincinnati with a 16-12 win to bring the record to 5-5. How did it all unfold yesterday?
This game felt like watching a typical Bills game, only in reverse. They came out favored, lost their best player to injury early in the game, missed two extra points, which would prove to be critical, and displayed horrendous clock management at the end of the game, except I'm not talking about the Bills, it was the Bengals. The reason I go out of my way to point all this out is it was one of those games in which it looked like nobody wanted to win, but at the end, despite a game that was far from pretty, the Bills were efficient enough to make just a few more plays to win a close game. They should absolutely be happy with the win, but left a lot to be desired, particularly when it came to discipline. Their game plan after coming off a bye week was solid. Coach Rex Ryan did a nice job in that department. But the discipline was still of a team that has a long way to go, particularly in regard to the abundance of penalties. With more than one personal foul and 9 penalties for 75 yards, you're just not able to beat good teams this way. And fortunately for the Bills, the Bengals aren't very good. But a win is a win, and that uphill battle to win out or have only one loss to get them a great shot at the playoffs just got a little bit closer. Not by much, but like so many seasons in the past, they're in the hunt.
All right, well, let's take a look at personnel. Who stood out in the game for you?
Yeah, I have to start the discussion with LeSean McCoy, and not because he had a great game, but because how much the game changed on offense for the Bills after he left. When I watched the first offensive drive, the Bills looked like they had a chance to have a really impressive offensive showing, and in large part because McCoy looked as dominant as advertised, but he quickly hurt his thumb, and while replacement Mike Gillisley did a more than impressive job as a backup, but he's not LeSean McCoy. Unfortunately, a string of injuries has come to define McCoy's season, and a big part of measuring talent in the NFL is being on the field throughout a long season, and while his talent is unquestionable, his durability is increasingly far from it. On the flip side, I mentioned how Bills cornerback Stephon Gilmore needed a big game. And as he's significantly underperformed this year, and while he started off slow yesterday, he delivered with that big game when all was said and done. He was second on the team in tackles for the day and most importantly came away with 2 interceptions, doubling his season total. He's not a franchise quarterback, in my opinion at least, but certainly did help himself out and ultimately the team against the Bengals. And before we move on, I have to recap the most important player to watch on the team, and that's Tyrod Taylor. Another game, another opportunity to show he can be a franchise quarterback, and this was one to forget. A lot of missed throws overall, came away with a paltry 166 yards. Unfortunately, he's running out of time.
Good point there for sure. All right, but still, the Bills are 5-5, and they have 6 games remaining. What does this all mean for the Bills moving forward?
It means they pretty much need to win out for a shot at the playoffs, and I know I beat this theme to death, and while it's still possible they make the improbable run, heading towards mediocrity once again just seems the more likely route, and I want to make a point to explain why a day after a win this show seems a bit more negative than positive, and it's because I feel like Bill Murray and Groundhog Day, waking up to the same mediocrity year in and year out, and there's a good reason why I've been waking up to that Sonny and Cher song in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania each year. So I guess let me explain. This is the 3rd year of Beyond the Playbook. The Bills are 5-5 after 10 games. Well, last year, guess what? They were 5-5. The year before that? Oh, you guessed it, 5-5. 2 years before that, well, they made it 4-6, and thankfully that short streak ended 5 years ago when they were again 5-5 at this point. It's just downright ponderous, and I'll keep bringing it up until they create fundamental change, which may be hard, but it's necessary. And, hey, they won yesterday, and they improved too. 5-5. Maybe this will be the year they prove me wrong, breakthrough. You'll have to excuse me, though, if I'm having a hard time seeing it.
All right, Matt. Well, thank you very much for going beyond the playbook, and we'll check in again later this week.
Thank you, Jay.